For some reason, that's not showing up. December 31st, 2026, New Zealand will ban the use of what people know as the forever chemicals. I've heard about this, but it's basically known, formerly known as PFAS or per and polyfluoral alcohol. I can never say this. Our next guest can share it with us. Substances, which is used in nail polish, shaving cream, foundation, lipstick, mascara. And it looks like we're one of the first countries to ban it. And we're doing that while following a ban in the US and the state of California in September last year. And so we've got Melanie Carr, who's an associate professor at the University of Auckland, Waipapa Taumātara School of Environment, here to talk to us more about this. Kia ora, welcome to our drive show, Melanie.
Kia ora.
I don't know if you heard me, I stumbled a bit on the polyfluoral. I had it before I came on and all of a sudden it just went out. Is it alkylol? I can't say it.
Alkyl, congratulations for giving it a try. I can say it every other time. It's a really challenging word. So it's per and polyfluoroalkyl substances. It just tells a little bit about what kind of atoms are in these molecules.
Oh, our last guest was a student at the University of Auckland, and she learnt a little bit about the stuff, and so she was able to say it, and she was really interested in this conversation. So anyway, it seems to be people might know about this more than they realise. This is what I've discovered after talking to a couple of people. But if you can, Melanie, if you can just... just what do you think about this decision to ban PFAS or whatever it's also known as forever chemicals?
Yeah, I think it's a good approach to call them forever chemicals, because that's the main issue with this really large category of compounds, is that they last forever in the environment. And therefore, I think it's an excellent move by the New Zealand Environmental Protection Agency to be bold and to be one of the first countries in the world to ban PFAS, as you mentioned. This is part of a more general update that has been going on of the cosmetics group standard. This is basically how we regulate what can be and cannot be in cosmetics in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And our regulation was a little bit outdated, so the EPA has been working at revising it, aligning it a little bit more with other markets, the European Union, and so on. And this was an opportunity to take these steps towards banning PFAS, which is a very, very good news, I think.
Yeah, it definitely, especially, you know, of course, lots of people might not know the... all that goes into creating this, making this come to light, and also making sure it is going to be banned. But I do know people are alarmed when they hear about the impact it has on our environment and us as a people. And so if you mm-hmm. can just break down what those harms are.
Yeah, sure. So as the term forever suggests, I think the main issue is that they do not degrade in the environment. They are... molecules that do not exist in nature, that were synthesized by human, and that have these characteristics of being super difficult to break down. So you can think a little bit about PFAS like we would approach plastics. The more we produce, the more we use, the more ends up in the environment eventually. And PFAS in particular, they bioaccumulate, and therefore, if we keep on producing them, using them, releasing them in the environment, they are likely to reach levels in living organisms that will trigger a negative effect. And so for human health, there's been a lot of research trying to understand what may be the impact of PFAS on human health, and exposure to forever chemicals been linked with the development of a number of cancers, damage to the liver, damage to the immune systems, mainly. So they're not very healthy.
You know, and when I hear that, it makes me wonder about how many, I guess, companies or cosmetic companies are selling products that have these in them. And so I wondered, how do we know that if they're in there? And well, how many are actually selling these products that have this in there?
So it's as a consumer, it's not always easy to find out what ingredients companies use to create a product or an article. There's been some tests in Northern America 1 or 2 years ago that determined that about 50% of the cosmetics that they tested contain significant amount of PFAS, suggesting that they had been intentionally added as an ingredient. But I also read yesterday that New Zealand-based cosmetic companies do not use PFAS. So, it's possible to produce cosmetic without PFAS, but it's also difficult to know what's the percentage of current companies that are using them and at which concentration, which... I think what the good thing this kind of ban brings is to move companies towards banning and not using those chemicals anymore, because they realize people don't want them in their articles.
Absolutely. And, you know, outside of, how do you say it, PFAS? Is that how you, outside of
yes,
forever?
That's right. Forever chemicals or PFAS.
There you go. Outside of forever chemicals, are there other chemicals that that people are pushing to ban in the future that need to be banned like now?
Actually, what I was mentioning earlier about the revision of the cosmetic group standards, this is what the New Zealand EPA tried to do. It was not only about PFAS, but it was also regarding other chemicals that other jurisdictions have decided as shouldn't be in cosmetics, and they are going to be banned in New Zealand too, or regulated much more strictly. So we're talking about PFAS at the moment, but you're right to mention that many other chemicals may be of concerns in many products that we use every day.
Hey, thank you so much, Melanie, Professor Melanie, for having a kōrero with us this afternoon. I wanted to bring this and bring this forward to our listeners, as it's not something that we talk about often, but they are things that we use often. I know that I just came from a birthday a couple of weeks ago where somebody had, you go to the $2 shop or you get some products or whatever it's called, and you give kids or your niece or people who want these products, and this is probably the last thing, it's definitely the last thing I thought about until I read the article. So I really appreciate your kōrero and bringing some of this to light. And as you mentioned, I'm glad it's getting banned, and it's a beginning process to undoing all the other stuff. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Kia ora.
Kia ora. There you have it. That's Melanie Carr, Associate Professor at the University of Auckland's School of Environment, talking to us about forever chemicals, or PFAS, which is when New Zealand will ban the use of those chemicals. I'll try to have a crack at it, of forever chemicals or PFAS per and polyfluoroalkyl. I hope she's listening. I wonder if I cracked it. Anyway, substances, which is used in what most of us have seen before, tried it on before, nail polish, shaving cream, foundation, lipstick, mascara, which I saw that mascara has the most of the chemicals in that. And again, as she mentioned, as Professor Melanie Carr mentioned, the issue lies within the nickname forever chemicals. The chemical is used so that it will last longer and it stays in our taiao. Kare pai tēnā, kiao. And we know that happens with a lot of chemicals and other products and companies that use different things that don't go away. We talk about plastics all the time. We talk about all these other things. Kei konei tētahi tauira anō. Ka pai. Koe nā tātou mō tēnei. Well, we've got some waiata coming up. We've got coming up in the next hour. We're going to be talking to, I'm looking forward to sharing this kōrero, because I'm like, can I be a part of this team? It's so cool. Three wahine who have created TTM Consultancy, and it stands for Toitū Te Mātauranga, because why not? And it launched this week, and so we're going to be joined by one of the founding members, and she's the consultancy principal advisor, Carla Jeffrey, who started up with Ra and Jules, Jules Edwards, and they're going to be talking to us about, wow, what on earth were three wahine doing? And conversations that they had that went, yo, that's us, we're going to do this. Boom. How else do you start a band like this? Perfect. Waiata. And not long after that, we got, I feel like setting you all up for some for the vibes that we're going to be having for Waitangi Day. So here's a standard one from Catch a Fire. It's 100. It's 9 minutes to.